Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
Hello, Tsego.
Hello, hi.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm all right, thank you. How are you?
Very well, thank you, and thank you so much for joining us. We are talking to you from the African Code. Eh? Tell us more about the African Code before we get into the giveaway.
Say that again. The line just went dead.
Oh, I was saying that. Could you please tell us more about the African Code? You are the founder of African Code, and would like to just hear more about it. What kind of work do you do? Where are you involved, etc.?
All right. So we are African Code, and we train teachers on how to teach coding and robotics, and we operate mainly in township and rural areas. We are previously known as RoboSteam Train. We've recently rebranded, and we are now called African Code.
I see. Now, there's a giveaway. We've been seeing some messages online, etc. And tell us about the giveaway, and what criteria are you looking at in terms of nominees for the giveaway?
Right. So we have got this giveaway. We are going to be celebrating, or rather we're celebrating our fifth birthday, and we are giving away our 1 week full training. It is an accredited course with the SACE, with the Department of Education under SACE. And we're going to be giving that away to a primary school, a public primary school that is in the rural areas, specifically quintile 1 to 3. And what quintile means is the level of socioeconomic conditions in that area is what will then determine the quintile. So one would be right at the bottom, where it's a no fee paying school. You find the children, some of them don't even have shoes and things like that. And then obviously it goes up by the time you get to 5, it's the more affluent schools. So that's what we're giving away. And that's the list of nominations that we've gotten. But we are also looking to partner with other organizations. Doesn't matter what the organization does, if they're able to contribute, whether it's shoes, stationery, anything. Once we have selected the school, we would like to go with as many partners as we can to whatever rural area in the country, and gift them as part of our birthday celebration.
Beautiful, beautiful. Now, you've been running this, campaign or competition. How has the response been like in terms of the nominations?
The response has really been good. When we closed the day yesterday, the response nominations were sitting at 62 schools.
Wow.
So we have a very tough task. The selection panel has a very tough task ahead of us to try and figure out which one school out of 162 nominations. So it's going to be an interesting week.
Beautiful stuff. And then what does the winning school stand to gain from the training?
The winning school, once the teachers have been trained, as we all know, the Department of Education has mandated all schools to be teaching coding and robotics from 2026. At this point, that's the deadline. And so the teachers, first of all, will be equipped with being able to teach this new subject that they've never had access to. And hopefully with all our partners, they'll also have equipment and robotics kits and such, so that they can not just teach it in theory, but also have hands-on experience. And that's why we're going to the more to the rural areas, because normally they are the ones that get left out.
Yeah. And in most cases, actually, they get left out in many things. I think I want to congratulate for that, you for that, and the organization for that. Now, would you know what the state of rural schools is in terms of coding and robotics program in your assessment?
In some of the schools that we've been to, there has been none, no training, no barely any information besides the curriculum document, which a lot of teachers, you know, don't even access. A lot of the teachers we work with don't even have access to laptops. Some don't even have access to just basic connectivity.
Yeah.
So within the rural areas, it's very little. There have been a couple of schools here and there that were selected to be part of the pilot program last year, but mainly township schools got into that. The rurals, sad to say that a very large percentage of the rural schools have been left out, which is why we do what we do. That's why we are trying to push as hard as we can into the rural areas.
Wow, man. This is beautiful. This is beautiful. Now, when you're talking about rural schools, are you looking at particular provinces, or where's the target area in terms of provinces?
We opened our nominations to the entire country, Limpopo to the Western Cape. We believe that there are rurals in almost all our provinces, and they all deserve a chance. If somebody's willing to nominate a school anywhere in the country, we've set ourselves up and promised ourselves that we will reach them. If it means we must be helicoptered into the place because there are no roads, we are willing to do the work to get there. Because we have been to places where there weren't even roads that we could take with a car. We had to get a partner to helicopter us in because of the situation. And so we are willing to go anywhere we need to, just so that we can empower those who are forgotten.
Beautiful stuff. So the nominations are closed completely?
The nominations are closed, but because this conversation is happening now, just the day after the nominations have been closed, we're willing to take some nominations for the next 24 hours, but they have to go directly into our email address.
All right. And how do they get into your email address? What are your contact emails?
Great. Email address is jael at africancode.co.za, and if you send your name, the name of the school, and the story, what is the reason that you want this school to win this amazing prize? We've already got a couple of partners that are coming on that have already pledged quite a couple of services and gifts. So what is the reason that this school is so close to your heart? Was there a teacher that, you know, changed your life? Can you tell us that you're a doctor, lawyer, engineer today because you went to that school and somebody cared about you? So we want to hear the heartwarming stories that people have, so that we can uplift as many South African schools as we've got. So even those that don't win will enter part of our database, so that as we work with other partners, we'll be able to reach them slowly, one by one, and that is the plan.
You know, we've got listeners that are listening from outside of the Republic. There's some in Zimbabwe, Zambia, etc. Do you perhaps in this particular competition cater for that areas, those areas?
Not in this particular one. We're still just looking at local in South Africa. Mm-hmm. As we grow, and I guess that is what we are hoping and praying for, that as the organization grows, we'll be able to cover a lot more of Africa in the coming years.
Beautiful. So the email address, once again, is Jael, J-A-E-L, at africancode.co.za.
Simple.
Basically. All right. Thank you so much, Tsegodluza, for joining us. And it's a beautiful initiative, man. We're praying that you get more partners. And if somebody is listening out there and ready to partner with yourselves, they can also send to that same email address, eh?
Please.
All right. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you for having me.
Lovely.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.